Yeah, thanks, Tom. Thanks, Tom. I've got a similar setup. I'll tell you about it when it's my turn, but I've got power, those Anderson power pole connections, and a power block that splits off the power. It's all fused and all that. But, yeah, all right. Yeah, thanks for calling in. All right, we got KC8VOA Rick next with N8KPR Bob, who's in Florida. A little bit jealous, Bob. You're on deck, Bob. So KC8VOA Rick, this is KF8EDQ. It's your turn.
Well, thank you there, Mike, and good evening to everybody in the net. For myself, for your question, I use an Astron 35M, and had it for a number of years, and I also have a linear Elenco 25 amp power supply. It's a switcher, and that's served me well, although the switchers can be a little bit noisy at times. For myself, I've been busy doing many projects and so forth, and I've got a little sad story here that I had a mag light, a mini mag, and I had left it in the toolbox, went out to get it out of the toolbox, and I had left the batteries in it, and was not able to get the batteries out of it without destroying things. So that was the end of the mini mag. Had I used rechargeable batteries in it instead of using regular batteries in it, I probably would not have had the problems. They don't generally leak like the regular alkaline batteries do. So that was my mistake. I'm bad. So right now I've got some new batteries and so forth, and I've charged them up, and they're supposed to come pre-charged, which I didn't think they would be. They self-discharge anyway, so that's what I'm doing right at this moment. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8VOA.